Now I've got Fee Rooney on the line. Good morning, Fee.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
How are you doing? I did a little intro before about you, and you. I just said you were an Irish-based aerialist, artist, and circus performer, and now you have become one of the finalists in the 2015 Miss Burlesque Ireland. And your stage name is Fifi LaRue, which is Fifi the Red, isn't that right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm primarily a circus performer based in Ireland, and this year is going to be one of my biggest adventures for myself, where I've come straight out of studying in the National College of Art and Design, right, and come straight into this burlesque competition, which is probably one of the biggest in Ireland.
Okay. Can I ask you, what prompted you to get into burlesque? Was it just a natural progression from being a circus performer, do you think, or is that a different reason for the burlesque?
I think for myself it was a natural progression. For me, burlesque invites you to create a lot more of your own personal acts. So for Miss Burlesque Ireland, I get to create and debut three brand new acts. And circus, I find that it's very, very hard to push it in Ireland because we're such a small country. There's a lot going for it right now, and there's amazing organisations out there such as the Dublin Circus Project and Galway Community Circus. But because it's such a small country, it's very, very hard to get the work unless you're constantly pushing yourself. And I find it's just better and it's more professional to branch out to every area and to get experience in every single area.
Okay.
And for burlesque, it just teaches me in how to create more acts. That tell stories.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, can we just focus for a little bit, Fee, on the circus aspect of your career? Tell me about. I read the press release about your time in America with circus. Tell me about that, because that sounded like it was quite difficult and hard work. Just tell us about that.
So in 2013, I was granted with an opportunity to go and travel with the Kelly Miller Circus over in America, which is, it's a traditional circus, so it has tigers and zebras and it has aerialists and acrobats. So I was just there working there and getting experience for the summer, and it was just extremely, it was a really enlightening experience for where I wanted to be as a performer and in terms of what I wanted to do. We had to go to a new town every single day. It was 6 a.m. starts, and if I wasn't up at 6 a.m. I would have been left behind in the tent we were in, and then would have had to find my own way about 100 miles, 200 miles to the next town, which thankfully never happened. And then we had two shows at least a day, three shows on one day, and then I think we only had 3 days off for the whole summer that I was there.
Yeah, but you said, I noticed too that you said the timetables were very serious. I'm just looking at the press release here. You had to start breaking down the tent by the time the second half of the last show had finished. And if you overslept or got a piece of information wrong, you risked being left in a town on your own or missing your payment for a week. But also you say, but it was great. That's kind of serious timetable stuff, isn't it, really? You're kind of running from one venue to another, basically. Isn't that right?
Yeah, literally. You learn really to be quite self-sufficient. I went over there on my own, and what I found was there was about 100 people on the circus, and they were their own little community themselves. But because they're so used to people coming in and out of their lives every single day and going to different towns, they built up their own walls where they have their own family. So it took time for me to get to know them. And by the time that I felt that I was really close with everyone on the circus, I had to move back. Actually moved to Louisville and went to circus school for a month there.
Right.
So it was, I had to find out the information myself. Mondays was payday, and I hadn't realised the first week, so I had to wait an extra week. I had two guys that I travelled with each morning. My shift was like broken down, that I only had half an hour break between the two shows because the two shows ran back to back. And as you said there, they broke down the tent pretty much as the second half of the show was finishing up. They would start breaking down the tent. So there was a team, I think it was about 20 guys who were breaking down the big top.
Mm-hmm.
And then just within an hour, everything would just be cleared off and everyone would be in their trailers. Our electricity would be turned off as well. So just being pitch dark with a book.
It's okay. You mentioned too there, you went to circus school for a month, I think you said. There's nothing like that here in Ireland. Is there for people who want to work in circus? No, there is no circus school for people here, as far as I'm aware.
We don't have an official school where you can go and get a degree, which is what I'm focusing on next year. I will be applying to circus colleges over in Europe. But we do have some amazing organisations that I already mentioned. We have the likes of the Galway Community Circus over in Galway, run a lot of youth circuses and adult circus courses. There's the Belfast Circus School, which also do a lot of youth circus and adult circuses up there. We have a variety of new and upcoming aerial and acrobatic places in Dublin. The Dublin Circus Project is one of the biggest ones, who are a volunteer-run organisation, and they're based up just off Parnell Square near Liberty, near the Liberty Gardens. So they have an actual circus space where you can go and train, but there's no real space as of yet that you can go and get an education in circus. So a lot of the performers here will be self-taught up until the point where they feel they need to go off to a different country and get the education like I do, which is unfortunate. But because it's like, even in the last 10 years, circus has come so far in Dublin and in Ireland. I'm hopeful that there will be one soon, hopefully, but there will be one at some stage, I'd like to imagine.
You did also mention that the circus you were in America had lions and tigers and all that stuff. I'm not sure anymore if people who want to go to see circus performances are still happy to see live animals in circuses anymore. I get the feeling that there's a little bit of disquiet because people kind of have an idea that caged animals like lions and tigers and stuff can be ill-treated and so forth. Whether they can or not, I don't know. I mean, it's wild animals in a zoo can also be frowned upon. Some people would say zoos should be banned. Like, I mean, what do you do with the wild animals? But I mean, in circuses, there's certainly that sort of a feeling. So I'm not sure if all circuses these days do contain wild animals in some of their acts. I'm sure some circuses don't have any wild creatures at all, but how do you feel about that?
Well, I can kind of, people definitely don't have, they will not go to circuses who have exotic animals. And in Ireland, there's a lot of circuses nowadays, like Fawcett's, who have gotten rid of their exotic animals because they won't get any help from the government or from grants if they have the exotic animals in there. And Kelly Miller, I think, was one of the last circuses that uses tents to, or uses elephants to raise the tent. And I think they stopped it last year, was the last time the elephant raised the tent. I know that I don't have an interest in animal circus. I'm always for the superhuman idea of going to a circus and seeing a human do something you've never seen them do before. And also knowing that I have a very strong belief that anyone can do it if they put their mind to it, and age is just a number. But like the exoticness of the animals, I wrote my thesis on it, and it was only really an American thing when they came over in the 1960s, where they brought the elephants around for all the smaller towns to see all these exotic animals. And because the likes of the internet are all just blowing up, you can see it like within a click of a button that people just aren't interested in it anymore, and they're all getting their own information. So I'm more for the promoting of human circus, because that's what interests me. The likes of Cirque du Soleil and seeing people do backflips, and even my own artwork in the National College of Art and Design has always been focused on my body improving and getting to certain points, like in the splits and things where I never thought was achievable.
Well, Cirque du Soleil is absolutely wonderful. I've seen it on television a few times. Absolutely amazing stuff that they can do. Can we just focus a little bit on the burlesque aspect of your work? You are an aerialist, and I can see from some of the photographs that you've implemented some of your aerial work into your burlesque act, which is very interesting. And it's, I suppose that's a natural progression for you, actually, really, isn't it, to do that?
Yeah, I would consider that circus is my unique, the unique thing that I will be bringing to the competition, and that's where my background is. Some of the performers have backgrounds in dance and background in drama, whereas circus and burlesque, I get just ecstatic and thrills for combining the two worlds together. Because for me, it makes it a more interesting act, and it gives me time to develop, and I get to play around with the costumes more. And when I do more of a traditional act and I try to pair it off with doing the likes of an aerial hoop or an aerial trapeze things, it also opens up my own form of repertoire, because I have to figure out, how do I take off this garment in this move without it just looking like I'm taking it off just to, for the sake of taking it off, if you know what I mean?
Okay. Faye, I know the event now, the event is held on Saturday, July the 18th this year in the Button Factory, and people can buy tickets to it, and they're sold through Everbright.
Eventbrite.ie. Eventbrite, tickets are €20 at the moment.
How much did you say they were?
They're €20 now.
Yeah, that's not bad at all, really, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're very low. It's almost sold out, so if anyone wants to buy a ticket, I'd
hurry
strongly
up,
suggest doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, hurry up. Okay. Right, so you're one of the finalists. Would you expect to do well in the competition? You would?
I would hope to do well. There's 11 finalists now, so we get the opportunity to do two of our acts, which is the Classic Act and the Neo Act. And the Classic Act is classic burlesque from the start up until 1965. So our music has to be between 1920s and 1965, and then we have to do the likes of the bump and the grind and certain classic burlesque moves like the burlesque walk. And then the Neo Act is new burlesque, which is anything from the 1960s up until the present era. It has to tell a storyline or be a parody or something, and I'm debuting my Birth of Venus act, which I'm really, really excited about. I've just been rhinestoning, you know, one of the kid paddling pools that we had as a child that was one of the shells. I've just completely revamped it. And then if we are successful, the final five will be chosen based off the points that we got of presentation and skill, and how our acts were received. And then that's our unique act, and that's for what burlesque is for ourselves. And if I got that, I would be really, really ecstatic, and that would be my own goal, just ticked off there. So for that one, it's what I'll be doing is bringing my aerial background and my circus background, and I'm debuting an act that's inspired by Charlie Chaplin's The Circus.
Okay, so it's a little bit of improvisation then in that regard, is it?
Freestyle, no? No, I wouldn't say so. I know for myself, I am rehearsing my acts as much as I can so that they just are with me in my bloodstream, basically. So even if I don't get to do my unique act, I'll be putting it in for the Dublin Burlesque Festival. And hopefully if I'm successful in that, I'll get to debut it at that event as well. And that one's in November. So it's not so much freestyle. We're all going in with the intention that we get to perform archery acts. And then if we're successful, we may win Miss Burlesque Ireland 2015. Or we may win Miss Burlesque Dublin 2015. So there's two crowns that you can win.
Okay, well, I'm sure you're really getting excited about it. And let's hope you can do the best you can, and maybe you can be the winner, either Miss Burlesque Ireland or Miss Burlesque Dublin in 2015, this coming July.
Yes.
Thanks. Okay.
Thank you so much for talking to me. If anyone is looking for more information or for bookings of myself, you can visit my website at www.crooney.com. It's FIRooney.com. And then that will give you more information to Miss Burlesque Ireland as well.
Lovely. Okay, listen, good luck with the competition. Great. Best of luck with it, Faye. And thanks very much for taking the call today.
No problem. Thanks, Pat. I'll see you later.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that was Faye Rooney, whose stage name as a burlesque starlet is Miss Fifi LaRue. And she's entering the Miss 2015 Miss Burlesque Ireland competition on Saturday, July the 18th in the Button Factory. There are still tickets available.